there. This is Grant Hope, Senior Solutions Manager for Point Management Solutions at Novell. And we're going to spend the next few minutes talking with Jack McLean, VP of IT over at Vista Financial, about their decision to use MWorks Configuration Management as a way to manage their assets in their organization and achieve some compliance. So just a little bit of background. Vista Financial is a diversified financial services company headquartered in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. Offers a wide range of financial services from banking, insurance, investments, etc. And we're very happy to have Jack with us today. So Jack, thanks again for your time. And, you know, just to start things off, can you give us just a quick glimpse into the business and your IT environment? How many guys you have over there and how many locations and what kind of endpoints you're using on a day-to-day basis?
Well, as you mentioned early on in the intro there, we are a financial-based organization. We have presently 400 employees spread out over 23 locations. We use a mixed environment here, primarily Novell as our network operating system. However, as I mentioned, our environment is mixed. So for me to keep track of everything has been a challenge.
Right. You know, I certainly appreciate that. And when you think about financial services in particular, you know, just for our listeners of the podcast, Jack, what are the key or some of the key IT and business challenges you guys face, particularly with all of your endpoints in these mixed environments? What are the key hot button issues you're looking at on a daily basis?
Compliance is probably our biggest pain point. Management of all of the endpoints, making sure that everybody has the same corporate policies, the same environment to work at. It's pretty challenging in that aspect. We have so many different applications, and to meet those needs becomes a real challenge.
Yeah. And when you think of compliance, we hear a lot of that from our financial services customers as well. What exactly is that impact on the business if you're not compliant? What is the downside of not being compliant for a financial services company?
Well, the biggest factors for financial organizations is your rating with the FDIC. If you get a poor rating, your rights and abilities as a banking organization diminish dramatically, and it also has a financial impact. We don't get incentives and some of the benefits. It's massive.
And in addition to the compliance, which if you're not in line with the FDIC and it's hard to grow the business, you also mentioned needing to easily manage everything from kind of a centralized place. If you don't do that, you know, what happens to you guys over there? Is there other issues you guys encounter in terms of a higher IT burden, more administrative headache? Can you talk about some of those?
Absolutely. We would not be able to do it effectively. I mean, if we had to gather data from four or five or more sources and compile that data and present it to the auditors, first of all, it looks like we're unorganized, and second of all, it looks like there's some risk there for error.
Yeah, and I assume with the errors, you got one shot at the auditors, you have one shot at getting it right, and it becomes a credibility issue at the end of the day to make sure that everything you give to them is perfectly clean on the first shot.
Absolutely.
When you guys were looking at solutions, can you tell our listeners why you ended up choosing ZenWorks Configuration Management?
We primarily are a Novell shop for our core network operating systems, so I started my process with looking at a solution that integrated into my core infrastructure, and when I looked at the configuration management, it obviously fit right in because it's a Novell product, but then it gave me several other aspects that I can manage from one console, which was a huge benefit to me. Patch management, asset management, policy management, inventory. All of the components of the configuration management met my needs from one product.
Great. And when you kind of look across very broadly, now that you've taken ECM, ZenWorks Config Management, into your enterprise, as you said, you're using Patch, you're using Asset, you're using all these pieces. What has been that tangible benefit to your organization today as a result of using ZSIM? Where are you guys improving in the business?
Efficiencies is the biggest thing. As I mentioned, I cut down my time with gathering all kinds of data from separate sources. I'm getting all the information from one. Mm-hmm. It's accurate. It's up to date. It's efficient. And it presents professional-looking reports for the auditors. So it gives me everything from one console, one source, and its accuracy is unparalleled.
That's awesome, Jack. I think there you have it. I think we had some really strong comments from one of our customers in financial services where they were really, again, looking at a way to achieve compliance, which is critically important to the industry, and at the same time, streamline efficiency and operations. They were able to do it with a solution that offered a single way to do it across a whole bunch of capabilities from endpoint management, patch management, asset management, and really allowed them to grow their business. So again, Jack, thanks very much, and look forward to talking soon.
My pleasure. Have a great day.